Well, every month on the Sunday Supplement, we like to catch up with our local historian, Chris Robinson. He's here. Hello, Chris.
Afternoon, Tim.
Now, we're on the subject of boats or ships. I'm never quite... I think submarines are boats and other vessels are ships, aren't they? But
I'm not going to split hairs.
No, we won't split hairs. But what we will do is talk about the naming of them and how it relates to Plymouth.
Yeah, there was a boat just recently recommissioned called the Musk, and I couldn't find out why it was called the Musk. So it got me thinking about boats. And Conrad Humphreys was at the event, and he circumnavigated the world in a yacht called Hello Moto. And I thought, well, you wouldn't really go and christen something Hello Moto, but obviously it was Motorola, the sponsors.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, who else has circumnavigated the world? And the first and most famous, Brit, because Magellan did it in, about 50 years before Drake, actually. But he died partway through, so
right.
Magellan didn't
Doesn't
actually
really
have...
Doesn't count, then,
No. Well, the ship went all the way around, the Victoria, but Drake's boat, which was originally called the Pelican, he renamed partway around the world as the Golden Hind, famously. And the Golden Hind was the crest of Sir Christopher Hatton, who was the sponsor of Drake's journey.
So, see, all these marketeers who think that they're up with the kids and this is all brand new thinking. It was going on hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because sailors have... traditionally always very superstitious, and you should never rename a boat, they say.
Well, quite a few boats do get renamed, but it's interesting as well, because I was thinking the other Sir Francis, of course, that famously circumnavigated the world many years later, also Sir Francis, was Chichester, and in Gypsy Moth the Fourth. And I'd always thought for years that he was the first man to circumnavigate the world solo, but he wasn't.
Really?
He wasn't. There was a chap called Joshua Slocum, who was a Canadian, who did it in about 1895 to 98 in a boat called Spray, and he didn't get a lot of attention for it because he just did it, and then he wrote a book about it, and then people said, oh, you're the first man to circumnavigate the world, but he kept stopping, whereas Chichester only stopped once
in Australia,
which meant which meant that the path was open for somebody to do it non-stop, and that was Sir Robert Knox Johnson. Robin Knox Johnson. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. But, of course, Drake and Chichester both started and finished in Plymouth.
Yes.
So that's where we have a pretty great claim to fame,
oh,
really.
Oh, I know.
And so many other ships. I mean, Cook left from Plymouth every time in the Endeavour and the Resolution. Darwin left from Plymouth on the Beagle with Captain Fitzroy. Shackleton left from Plymouth on the Endurance. So there's an awful lot of ships that have sailed from here. The Tory, which huge part of the foundation of New Zealand, just like the Mayflower is for the Pilgrims, and that left from Plymouth. So a lot of history there.
I think I sense a book coming on. Well, maybe.
One of these days, maybe.
Anyway, it's always interesting, Chris. Thank you so much for that. And we should say, and we often forget to do, is to, if what we talk about is of interest, look on your website, which is...
www.chrisrobinson.co.uk.
Very good. Chris, we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Cheers, Tim.